بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم لبث عنهم ما شاء الله. We are reading this lengthy hadith how Makkah Sharif got inhabited. How firstly Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam came with his wife Hajira and his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and he left them at the place which today we know as Makkah Sharif, the Kaaba Sharif, the Zamzam. And then he went away from there, and after some time when the little provision they had got finished, and then she was looking for food for her children, for her child, for somebody to help, and she ran between Safa and Marwa 7 times, and then finally Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam appeared, and he hit at the place where the Zamzam is today, and then Zamzam water came from there. Then we also read that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam visited them a few times later. When Ibrahim with Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam got married and she wasn't a suitable wife, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam advised him through that wife that he should divorce her. And then he married another woman which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam approved of, and she was a woman with good character. And after that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam carried on with his mission of tabligh, of conveying the message of Allah Ta'ala to mankind. And ثُمَّ لَبِثَ عَنْهُمْ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. After some time, how Lord Allah had decreed, then he returned and he visited them again. ثُمَّ جَاءَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ يَبْرِعُ نَبْلًا لَهُ تَحْتَ دَوْحَةٍ قَرِيبًا مِنْ زَمْزَمْ. After some time when he came again, he found at this time that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was sharpening his arrows under a tree near the Zamzam well. That is, in order to earn their livelihood, and the common way was that to hunt during those days, and he had his bow and arrow, and the arrows he was sharpening sitting under this tree. It appears, the commentators of hadith says, this was not the first tree where he left his wife and child. That was where the water of Zamzam came out. This was another huge tree close to that place. And he was sitting there under and sharpening his arrows. فَلَمَّا رَآهُ قَامَ عَيْلَيْهِ. And when Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam saw his father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he stood up to meet him now. فَصَنَعَ كَمَا يَصْنَعُ الْوَالِدْ بِالْوَلَدِ وَالْوَلَدْ بِالْوَالِدِ. And then they behaved in such a way with one another, just as a father will behave with his son and a son with his father. That is, when normally the respect and honor, and especially these people of this great, great value, of this great position, and what Allah Ta'ala has taught, what the respects are of the parents, and how the children must be looked after. So then they embraced one another, and they embraced one another for a long while, and they would behave just like not only two strangers, two people meeting after a long time, but a father meeting his child and child meeting his father, and both were of the great and honorable position of Nabuwwah. Finally, قَالَ يَا إِسْمَعِيلُ. After this, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, O Ismail, my son, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَنِي بِأَمْرٍ. Allah has commanded me with a certain command. And in another narration it comes that Allah has commanded me, and He has commanded that I must ask you to help me in that. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, we can see what great level of iman and obedience of Allah Ta'ala they had. He said, فَاسْمَعْ مَا أَمَرَكَ رَبُّكَ. Do what Allah Ta'ala has commanded you. Our attitude in all probability would have been that we should have asked, what did Allah command you with? What is the command of Allah? But he did not ask what that command is. He just said that do what Allah has commanded you. قَالَ. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, وَتُعِينُنِي. Will you help me fulfilling that command of Allah tabaraka ta'ala? قَالَ. وَعِينُكَ. Definitely I will help you. There is no doubt about that. Dr. Iqbal, the famous poet, says that we don't know whether it was the blood of the father or the milk of the mother that he was such a child that he immediately surrendered and said, I will help you, I'm fully on your side and I will fully support you. قال then Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام said, فإن الله أمرني أن أبني بيتا هاهنا. He said, Allah has commanded me to build a house here. That is a place of Allah's ibadat, masjid, that is the Kaaba Sharif. That is what Allah has commanded me, and he asked him for his help in that. And of course we should remember that this hadith is not explaining everything what took place. Otherwise that will be a whole big volume on its own. Certain aspects of the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam are mentioned. Yet the slaughtering of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam is not mentioned. But the building of the Kaaba. وَأَشَارَ إِلَىٰ أَكَمَةٍ مُرْتَفِعَةٍ عَلَىٰ مَا حَوْلَهَا. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam pointed to a raised place around there. That was a place that was raised up, and that was the foundation of the Kaaba Sharif. In other narrations it comes that the Malaika built it. When Allah built this, created this world, Allah sent the Malaika to build it. In another narrations it comes, this foundation went down right to the seventh earth, right down the foundations of the Kaaba are. And directly on top of the Kaaba is Baytul Ma'amur, that is in the seventh heaven, which is the Kaaba of the Malaika. And once a Malaika makes one time, a Farishta makes one time tawaf of the Baytul Ma'amur, he doesn't get a second opportunity. We must be very, very, very thankful and appreciative that we get how many times chance to make the tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, which is a very, very great ibadat. فَعِنْدَ ذَلِكَ رَفَعَ الْقَوَائِدْ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ. Then there it was that Ismail Ali, that they raised up the foundation. From where it was just a heap, now they built the foundation. فَجَعَلَ إِسْمَعِيلُ يَأْتِي بِالْحِجَارَةِ وَإِبْرَاهِيمُ يَبْنِي. And Ibrahim alayhi, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam used to bring the rocks from the mountains, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam used to build the Kaaba. And in front we read that how when the Kaaba came above now man's level, and now they did not have any scaffolding, any hoist or anything, how they carried on building. And till today, when we sit at the Kaaba, we sit in the Haram, we should take all these great lessons. We should learn a little bit about the history of the Kaaba, of the Haram, of Mecca Sharif, and then our Hajj Umrah will also become much more valuable, and we will appreciate also much more. Wa akhiru da'wana.